You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As COVID restrictions ease, more employers are trying to lure their employees back into the office. Dubbed the Great Hybrid Return to Work, employers have to make decisions on how to implement a working schedule that offers the flexibility that workers had over the lockdowns. I spoke to Dougal Sutherland, clinical psychologist from Umbrella Wellbeing, about what employers should take into consideration when figuring out a hybrid working schedule. What do you think the biggest benefits to a hybrid working model are for both employees and employers as compared to working totally in office or working totally from home?
I think we know that for employees, when they're working in the hybrid model, they report highest levels of happiness and well-being, and at least the same levels of productivity as if they were working in the office full-time. There's also some research to indicate that when you're working from home, you tend to be more creative, and I think those are benefits not only for employees but also for organisations and for businesses. So when you've got a workforce that is happy in what they're doing and creative and just as productive as ever, I think that's a really good, that's a win-win for both sides.
We've seen concerns from employers that working from home reduces collaboration, but is working 5 days a week in the work office the be-all and end-all when it comes to good productivity?
No, I don't think it is, and I think, particularly for many people, they're working in an open plan office, and we know that actually open plan offices paradoxically can reduce collaboration because people do need that time, it seems, to just have some quiet time, some focused time, some deep work time, and that where you can't get that, you tend to withdraw a bit from your co-workers. So, I think now is a great opportunity to really rethink that 5 days a week in the office model that's been sort of prominent since the late 1920s.
What do you think the right compromise that would consider the best interests of both employees and employers in deciding a new hybrid model would be?
Well, I think the first thing is that really encourage organisations and businesses to talk, to ask, to speak to their people and to engage in a conversation around what's going to be the best, because there isn't one size fits all, so it's going to be different for different workplaces. But to sort of strike an average, something like 2 or 3 days at home and 2 or 3 days in the office, I think is probably a really nice mix of both. But again, talking to each other, having that dialogue to figure out what's going to work best in each particular workplace.
We saw that Google in the United States gave its employees a free e-scooter subscription to entice them back into the office. Are incentives like these needed, or is it not the most effective way to lure them back into the office?
Look, I think they can help. I saw some research too from New Zealand that said one of the things people really like about going into the office is good coffee. So that could be helpful. I think, though, it's not so much about the shiny incentives. It's more about how do you make your workplace, your office place, an environment that people want to return to. And that's really about the culture of a place. It's really about how the organisation treats its people and about how they get on together. And I think those much more systemic factors, those organisational culture factors, are much more important than perhaps, a free this or a discount on that.
Do you think that hybrid working, even once we get to the post-pandemic stage, will be the new normal for workers?
Yeah, look, I do. I think people have had a taste of it. We know that prior to COVID and lockdowns that there were some people working from home, but I think perhaps one thing that COVID did was it gave the experience or gave the taste of that experience to a huge range of people. And I really think that we've crossed a bridge here, that we are going to see this as the next normal. That people are going to be, when they start a new job, it's going to be one of the things that they want to do. They're going to ask about how often, how many days a week they can work from home. So I think we've crossed a bit of a bridge, and that this is going to be the new way for the future.
Yeah, just on that point, it seems as though we're at a stage where employees now call the shots about their schedules and their flexibility rather than employers. Would you agree with this?
Yeah, look, I think perhaps that's a reflection of the job market at the moment. It's very much, you know, the job seekers market. We've got record low rates of unemployment, and so people can vote with their feet a little bit. But, you know, that won't last forever. And I guess it's really useful to try and encourage that sense of conversation. And a conversation is both ways. So it's about organisations and businesses talking to their people. It's also about people talking to organisations as well, and trying to find something that works for everybody, because we're not always going to be in the situation where it's an employee's market.
That was Dougal Sutherland, clinical psychologist from Umbrella Wellbeing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.